This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message titled, Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. In this message, Billy Brim clearly shows us that the glory is not a side issue. The law of first mention ties the glory to copiousness, splendor, wealth, and honor. Listen as Sister Billy teaches on how we can enter into His glory and rest today.
Leviticus 23:4. Remember where we are. God is telling them His calendar. These are, verse 4, these are the moeds of Jehovah, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their, guess what the Hebrew word is, moed. These are the appointed times of Jehovah, and you shall proclaim them at their appointed time. And then he gives, verse 5, in the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. And you know that they celebrated that Passover year after year after year. They rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it until Jesus came and was the Passover lamb. That's how God works. That's His pattern. Hallelujah. Now, we could go into wonderful things here, but we won't take time to do it. From that week and certain things that happen in that week, verse 15. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. That's 7 weeks. In the Passover week, they offer the Passover lamb, and then on the Shabbat, they go and make a wave offering unto the Lord of the first fruits of the barley harvest. Every one of these are harvest feasts. Now, the Bible is seed time and harvest. It just is. All of this speaks of harvest, every bit of it. So the way they used to do it long, long ago, the rabbis, they didn't have a calendar and mark off years like we do. In Bible times, they named the year like the year that King Uzziah died, the second year of such and such king's reign. They didn't have numbers. And so when their barley harvest came on, the rabbis would go, and the priests, and they would go down there, and they would feel of this barley when it was in its very earliest stage, the Aviv stage. They'd say, okay, the next new moon is going to be our first of the month. Now, how they did it, because it had to remain a solar calendar. The Arabs keep a lunar calendar. Every 28, 29 days is a new month. And they just go all around the whole seasons with the holiday. But these have to be kept by the sun. And so just before the first month, if things weren't quite ripe enough, they'd add another month. They have leap months, 6 times in every 19 years. They have a second last month. So now the first month of the year, the rabbi says, this is it. This is the time of the Passover. And this time we have to offer. In every one of these, you have to go all with your hand full to the Lord. Then you go with your hand full. I don't have time to show you this in all the scriptures. Brother Leroy used one the other night about Samuel. About David, you know, when he brought that offering. You go with your hand full. And then God, with His kind, loving hand, He gives back to you. Now, if you go up, if you haven't behaved right and got your rain and don't have anything in your hands, something's wrong, see? It's a marvelous system. Now, you count, they had the week of the Passover, and then they take the wave offering of the first fruits. And they waved it up there. This is Passover week. And this is on Sunday morning after the Shabbat of Passover week. The first day of the week, you get up, you wave it. Well, now you remember what Paul said to us in Corinthians, that Jesus was the first fruits. He met these moeds. He fulfilled them every time. And in the upcoming dates, there'll be Moeds. And there'll be these appointed times. So, he was received as the first fruits of resurrection. That's what Paul told us in Corinthians. Now, you count from that day, 7 weeks. That's 49 days. Then you add one more day. And then you come back up here again because it's going to be wheat harvest time. So they're coming up there in wheat harvest. And let's look at this, verse 15. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Shabbats shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Shabbat shall you number 50 days. And then you're going to bring the first fruits of the wheat offering. Now we call this Pentecost because the Greek, when the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek, 50 is Pente. So it's called the Feast of Pentecost. Actually, the Jews call it the Feast of Weeks, the 49, the 7 weeks, Shavuot. Now, this marks the day that they received the Word. When Moses received the Torah, and he received it according to what their tradition, not only the Ten Commandments, but the whole first 5 books. And now they have the Word, and it came out on that mountain 50 days, the Bible tells us, after the wave offering. So you come back up here. You see, at these Moeds, they had to go back. They had to come up before the Lord. 3 times in a year, they have to come up before the Lord. Now, you think something supernatural isn't going on? This is harvest. These people work their fields. They live a long way away up in Nazareth or wherever. They've got to make a long journey, but God's watching over the harvest. And so they come in at this date, the marking, and oh, they love this feast because they got the Word. And they came up then at Shavuot. Now, Acts chapter 2 tells us, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord. Folks, their being in one accord didn't bring the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost was coming. Jesus bled so that the Spirit could come among them, but God had them ready at the Moed. Now, I know how that's going to be for the upcoming dates we're facing. The date is fixed, but we're going to be ready. He's not failing this time. Woo! Now, verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month. Now, this is he started things with sacred calendar. This 7th month used to be their first month. It's an amazing thing God did. He made the 7th month the first month, first month the 7th month. If we had time, we'd talk about the circles of God, but we don't have time. But it's interesting what he did. He made what they had been celebrating as their first month their 7th month. However, they still celebrate that 7th month as a first month, but in a civil year. Confused? If you send a practicing Jew a New Year's card, you're going to send it on Rosh Hashanah, which is their 7th month. But it's the day they count that on this day, God made Adam. Hallelujah. And that's the beginning of their year. Hallelujah. Got your shouting clothes on?
Yeah.
Verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Shabbat. A memorial of blowing of trumpets. Woo! I'm not going to tell to you all that speaks of. But I want you to know, when Abraham offered up Isaac on that rock, The Lord provided himself a sacrifice. And that ram had a horn, a ram's horn. And that is the ram's horn that became the shofar. And every time the shofar is blown, it's blown to call for the Messiah. And that day begins tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the Jews are going to celebrate the creation of the first Adam. We just might celebrate the manifestation of the last Adam. Woo! I wasn't going to start here, and God said, you do it. You tell them. I'm getting braver and braver. Glory. Now the Jews, you see, they had their days like we do. I mean, not like we do, like God did in Genesis 1. The evening and the morning makes the day. So it'll start tomorrow night for us about sundown, and then it's over the next day at sundown. So it'll be Sunday night and Monday. Now in Israel, it'll start, you know, 7 or 8 hours earlier than that. But you celebrate it how it is where you are. Hallelujah. Now, I truly believe, however you mark the years that are coming up, we are in for a great, wondrous period here. Yes. Now, so you obey the God. This is his calendar. Now, verse 27. On the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. Well, before we leave this verse 24... You remember how the whole world got so excited about that guy that wrote that book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Should Come in 1988? Yeah. You know what? The guy had a lot of good stuff. Might not have should have picked a date. He evidently missed it. But the day he picked was the Feast of Trumpets. He could be right. It might be that at that, those shofars, for they blow them much that day. He'll come. I don't know. He's appearing. I'm talking about.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you heard a portion of Sister Brim's message titled Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. To order this message in its entirety, please call our toll-free product order line at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. The cost is only $10 plus shipping. For information about Billy Brim Ministries and Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, you may call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877 or write to Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.